And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts sang, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in its slip and in its suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's burn?
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're live on WWCR. Glad to have you. And we hope that we have something in the information highway that will benefit your soul in the coming days. We're living in troublesome times. We taught last week part one of the Gathering of the Scarlet Robes. Tonight we will continue with our informative information, part two of the Gathering of the Scarlet Robes, the purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an increasing time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. We're living in a time when people are running literally to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. Increasing earthquakes, wars, famine, AIDS ravaging the earth, promiscuity, sexual perversions, sodomites, filling the land in the last days, according to the prophetic utterance of the scriptures, which is given for your safety instruction. Now listen. There is no need of you hearing the information and doing nothing about it. It's time to act or to react to the signs of the times. The Bible says for us to take heed in the last days. If you notice worldwide epidemics, global pollution, uncertain weather patterns, I'm telling you, it's amazing what's coming on. And in the midst of all of this, this last week, beginning with the death of the Pope. Now, this Pope has some history background that I'd like to share with you. In 1978, if you were privileged to be of age to remember, this is an important event in time. There were three popes, ladies and gentlemen, elected to sit in the seat of the pope's chair, all in 1978. The first pope was Pope Paul VI. Now, what happened to Pope Paul VI? He is in the prophecy as the 108th Pope, as the three-petal flower. Now, it's very, very important for you to get that. that they will be three flowers bloom within 1978 when he was elected Pope. Now, Pope John Paul I was elected on what I told you last week in the Half Moon. He's called the Half Moon Pope. And then Pope John Paul II was elected after the reign of Pope John Paul I of only, get this now, 33 days. Prophetic, yes. Is there a meaning to all of this? Yes. It is highly suspected among some that Pope John Paul I was actually murdered. There was no autopsy on the body. He only ruled for 33 days, sitting in the seat of the most powerful religious seat in the world. We're going to talk about her tonight. So you call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on the air tonight, and we're going to bring you some information that just transpired. We're going to share some of the facts with you. Amazing, but we're going to start with our text scripture tonight in what we describe as the chapter of the scarlet colored beast. That is in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations. And I'm going to begin at verse 1. I'll read the first 5 verses, maybe 6, to give you an understanding of what we're going to talk about tonight. And there came one of the 7 angels, which had the 7 vials, and he talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I'll show you the judgment of the great whore, which sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made to drink with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. I believe I will read the 6th verse. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of the Messiah, Yahweh Shua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, what would give us, as it did John, the ability to admire, respect, worship, become drunk and intoxicated in committing these fornicating associations with the whore? Now, let's look at some of the history of a church that has been upon the earth, and we go back to times of Christ. Certainly in at least 70, 80 years after the death of Christ, we have what is established as the Holy Church. And this is the church with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now, let me show you something right here that you may or may not. I find it fascinating. Just a few of the statistics of people that have become drunken
with admiration for a whore that is decked in scarlet. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, as I speak, there is 117 scarlet-covered monks, called cardinals in modern language, that have gathered to elect, after the death of Pope John Paul II, who was born, incidentally, May the 18th, 1920, on a near-total eclipse. So all three of these popes that were seated on the seat of the beast were seated in 1978. At the death of Pope Paul, and he became the most beloved pope, the most popular, the most world-traveled, and, of course, the prophecy of St. Malachi, who gave the prophecy of the 110th pope, that he would bear the title of Laborer of the Sun. Now, we know that the sun is well-traveled through the heavens, and Pope John Paul II became the most traveled pope in the history. Listen how he won. It's amazing how that this one man got so popular and gained so much sympathy, even at his death, that Rome, the city that sits on seven hills, that is prophesied in Revelations chapter 17, verse 9. Here is the mind that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Ladies and gentlemen, could the Bible be any more plain? And yet, as I said last Sunday night, that which is highly esteemed among men is considered an abomination to the truth of the heavenly covenant kingdom. Now listen to me real well right here. Remember in, as I read you in verse 2 of 17, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Now, what would the kings of the earth gain by committing a fornication with a religious body, a woman, a whore, that sits upon seven hills? And anybody in their right mind knows where Pastor Buddy's talking about. But let me just tell you, at the death this week, Friday, just Friday, 17, listen to me now, 17 reigning kings, queens, and princes attended the funeral of Pope John II. 17 reigning kings. Well, the kings, it says, would court the whore, or would love the whore, or would commit fornication. That means interaction of direction of not only political, but spiritual mandates and laws that would affect the population of the earth overall. 57 heads of state attended the funeral of John Paul II. Three crown princes and 17 heads of government. There were 8 deputy heads of state that attended. This is unparalleled in historical history. 6 deputy heads of government, 4 parliament speakers, and 12 foreign ministers, along with 13 cabinet ministers, with 24 ambassadors, and 142, now listen to me well, 142 non-Roman Catholic religious leaders from other religions and religious organizations attended in mass the funeral in celebration of the death of the Pope. Now, this Pope, as I said, was born on May 18th, 1920, near Krakow, Poland. He was of Jewish origin. As an actor, and then he joined the Catholic Church and became a priest in the Catholic Church, working his way up to finally in 1978, he was the third pope to sit in the seat in 1978. This is also unheard of. And he became known as the Pope that traveled the world, or the Pope of the Sun. And the title that St. Malachi gave him 1,000 years prior fit the third pope to sit on the seat of the papacy in Rome. 300,000 pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. Now, they could have been easily 3 or 4 million gathered there had there been room. They closed the streets. They completely paralyzed Rome. The transportation system was actually paralyzed. The hotels, the places to stay, they slept in the streets. 300,000 pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square and along the boulevard leading to the square. Every square inch was lined with people. They had giant screens throughout the area. In Krakow, they had over 3 million people that attended a mass memorial for their beloved Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, this popularity, as they stood in the square, demanding and shouting and chanting, Santo Subito, which means sainthood now. Amazing the popularity of a man, a poor man who had nothing and died with nothing. He had no estate, with a vow of poverty upon himself. Now, it is reported that the Catholic Church is considering, after a short time of burial beneath the throne room of the Catholic Church, that they will consider cutting the heart out of the Pope and returning it to Poland for burial, to be put back into the soil. Now, it's interesting to think about. The next segment of things that we could look at, and if we go back to the prophecies that would give us the other two, now remember, Pope John Paul II was the 110th Pope in the prophecy of St. Malachi, and as you can see with the three popes that were seated in 1978, one succeeding the other, and then Pope John ruling 26 years, and now the cardinals that wear the scarlet are assembled in the Sistine Chapel, meeting in prayer of an official 9-day mourning period in devout prayer in contemplation of the next sitting pope. And I believe that this next sitting pope will become very important in our keeping or observing the times. The way to know your way to freedom and liberty of spirit is to know the powers and have knowledge of your enemy. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, since you reject knowledge, I will reject you. How plainer, how much more plainer would the writers of the Holy Word written some 1900 years ago in clear prophetic prophecy against the whore that wears the scarlet robe and that would deceive literally. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's unprecedented, unparalleled in history, the popularity that we have seen of the present pope as he has ruled for 26 years and has actually won the hearts of all of those who have worshipped him, adored him, admired him, that have sat and actually literally cried and been moved. These are the drunken masses that Revelations chapter 17 verse 2 prophetically points to. 1900 years into the future, they saw a people upon the earth that would become drunken with the ability of the whore to commit whoredoms, even with the reigning kings of the earth and the heads of state, who would become drunken with the power of the lady that wears the scarlet. Now, not only does she wear her scarlet, but also those who serve at her feet. Now, if you notice on the briar of the Pope that laid in state on worldwide international television, hundreds and billions, let me rephrase, billions of people were introduced to this woman that sits on seven hills and her power to conquer the attention of the heads of state, the kings of the earth, and the queens all over the earth to become so drunken and taken in by the cunning and craftiness and the deceit of the whore to deceive, if you will, the very elect. Well, it brings to mind the labor of Martin Luther, who labored to come out of her himself. And yet today, the labor for the denominational or the Protestant resistance is now being softened to the international appeal of the power of the lady in scarlet, as she is now taking her position to win back the harlots that broke from her in the 17th chapter. You see, what does a whore produce? Well, naturally, the whore produces harlots. And ladies and gentlemen, the three unclean spirits that I have expounded to you that will formulate and hunt a home after what we have told you that the pastorship of the Half Moon in 1978, giving way to the flower of flowers to the Half Moon, to the labor of the sun, and then the 111th prophecy. The next pope that sits in the seat will be marked on this prophetic timescale of St. Malachi, will be the 111th pope. Now, 111. Does that remind you of 9111? Remember, there's 117 popes. These are acting popes in the official state of the Catholic Church. They all are representing the seat of authority, but they themselves have the authority. 117, which is reduced to the number 9. So 9, 1, 1, 9, the number 9, significant now in numerology, because there is a time and a place for everything and every event, and every word of prophetic written on the timeline is all prophetically weighed and balanced and mathematical, as well as the spoken prophecy. Not only do you can understand it from the reading of the word, if you can go deep enough, you can get the deeper meaning. But if you can investigate the mathematical value of the book, verse, and chapter, and the words implied, which 117 of the cardinals that are meeting to elect after the official 9 days of mourning or contemplation or prayer, to be able to be guided to choose the next man. That's why that this is very meaningful to you as a people to hear the truth. And you'll only hear this exclusively, this information, to save you or to give you the power. Remember, those that act can save themselves. If you love father, mother, brother, sister, or anything, tradition, more than you love the truth, the Bible says the truth will make you free. So then, if you can hear this and come out of her, come out of the drunken masses that have been mesmerized by the power of this whore to deceive the very elect. Am I popular for preaching and teaching this message tonight? No. Do I love the truth? Yes. Would I love the truth more than to love the lie for the moment? Should I wax cold and turn against the truth that I know in my heart and lie just for filthy lucre or for prestige or honor or for going with the world? For they that love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. And that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination, glory to God, among the elite of those who know the truth. So then, the woman that wears the scarlet is now gathering on the heels of 7, creating out of this next seat, the seat of 111, the 111th pope. Ladies and gentlemen, it is by no accident that 911 became the emergency call number. And spiritually speaking, it fits well into the emergency spirit application that is moving through Pastor Buddy tonight and urging you to come out of her and fleeing the seat of the 111th pope, which one is by itself a sacred number. 111 is division. 111 is a certain 3 that will create 3 unclean spirits. And so this next pope, and I told you to watch for his naming or for his distinctive honor of his coat of arms that will be applied to his title. He will assume the name. His name will automatically change. He will take a title. And remember, I told you that in the history of the reign of the popes, no pope has ever been named Peter. Now, they say that Peter became, if you look at the list of the popes, of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. The ones I'm dealing with is the three that were crowned in 1978, and the event of the 111th, which is will be within the next 2 weeks. We will have the naming, or the choosing, or the picking, if you will, or the placement, or the mantle of a scarlet will fall upon the shoulders again of one man. And this man that wears the scarlet. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, how that I would like to cry out and tell you to flee the wrath that is going to be incurred upon the earth in these last days when we have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. The gathering of the unclean, the power base. If we go back to the symbols of greatness, we supposedly were attacked with outside forces of the religion of Islam. That is what our Christian government, or those who profess to believe in a Christian God, named Jesus, named by the Catholic Church. Now, I want to repeat that. The Catholic Church, in charge of the translation of the New Testament, under their power and authority, gave us a name of a Savior they called Jesus. 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 Now, I want you to specifically notice the attire of the Pope that laid in state where the faithful masses stood in line almost in a drunken spirit. Not a drunken natural sense, but a drunken spiritual sense. These people were peaceful. There was not one recorded disturbance. It was holy reverence almost. A state of almost numb, drunken celebration of a death of the most popular man that we have known in the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in these times of drunken statehood where we have been manipulated by media exposure, and they have actually give these men God status to walk among us and to be worshipped, the adoration, the kissing of the feet, the ring, and the artifacts that are held sacred to the Catholic Church. If you notice the head covering of the Pope, it is a hat that is made in the symbol of a fish. Now, you notice a lot of Christians, but beside their tags on their automobiles or in places where that they can be seen, they have the symbol of the fish. Notice the gaping mouth of the fish opened, and upon the pulpit, you saw the hat of the fish god, Dagon. This is adopted into the Catholic Church from the pagan worship of the god Dagon. This is the same fish god that was being worshipped by the Philistines as they took the Ark of the Sacred Covenant of the House of Israel and placed it in the Temple of Adornments. And there set the Ark of the Covenant next to the statue of the fish god Dagon. And the next morning, the statue of the symbol of the fish god, and if you see a replica of that, you see then the hat that the Pope wore was the symbol of the fish god. And this is in respect to the celestial event that the Savior that they worship came in the day of the fish, or the age of Pisces. Therefore, the fish symbol became a natural. And so this pagan ancient ritual and adoration of the head of the fish god was placed very conspicuously upon the Pope's head as he laid there with his shepherd's crook in his left arm and his right hand laying across his breast with the briar that he was interred in. In that briar was a symbol of the cross with the initial M burned into the briar. Now why? Because Pope John Paul II dedicated his life to the Virgin Mary. Sainthood is assured John Paul II by sheer demand. And so, as they gave sainthood by the decree order of Pope John Paul II to Saint Teresa, which died a few years back, she is now a saint. And I predict probably within 2 years, the church will anoint Pope John Paul II the status of sainthood. So then he will become a saint to be worshipped in, along with, the many other thousands that have been ordained as saints, including Mary, who is not a saint, but the Mother of God, and is ascended into status of in the Godhead, particularly worshiped in the Godhead, as Holy Mary, the Mother of God. Meaning that she was resurrected and is now sitting in the heavens with these apparitions that have appeared all over the earth of this image of Holy Mother Mary. The Fatima prophecies and things of this nature, people have met and communed and talked with her, the Holy Mother. Now, in this pagan seat of the worship of a goddess, which is non-Christian, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible will not support it. Matter of fact, condemns it. We have now the incorporation of a fornication church sitting on seven hills and is adored and worshipped and admired and pitied by billions of people who worship these saints or sainthood. They have been given sainthood worship to the point where that now we have a world filled with people that worship the beast and its image. Let me read on now in Revelations as we continue part two of the gathering of scarlet. If we look at verse 8 of verse 17. And remember verse 6 said, I saw the woman drunken with the blood. Now, if you've ever read the history of the church that sits on seven hills, you will find out that she is one of the bloodiest life takers, not a taker of the soul, but a physical life taker. Remember, the Bible says that my kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. There is no church building, no matter how great or how big or how powerful or how beautiful she is, there is not a sanctioned spiritual building on earth within mass a lot of priests that wear the robes. There is not a spiritual sanctified church anywhere upon the earth at this moment, including the one on seven hills, that has the authorization or the spiritual correctness of truth abiding in her. Now you say, well, Pastor Buddy, that is a very strong statement to make in light of the situation and the sympathy and outpouring and the admiration that people have for this church. That is true. Her popularity has grown by leaps and bounds, but this is recorded in prophecy. Remember, the next pope, 111, I want you to remember that, elected by a reduced numerical order of 117, which reduces to 9. So 9111. Just in the next week or so, will become a living, walking entity that I believe could very well possibly be the sitting up of the last time this seat could possibly be filled. If not this one, the next one, which will be 112, and 12 is completeness. But let's look close and pray hard. And for you who want to come out of her and escape the raw carnal inducement, this is the fornication. She places herself a queen. She places herself a woman. But the Bible said in her cup was filthiness and abominations, and that she had the attire of a harlot. Remember, red symbolizes the attire of a harlot. And so then, as they adorned the Messiah in a robe of red, they prostituted his body openly before the world in mockery, as they chose to strip him of his official place in the kingdom of heaven, mocking him that he would not have the power to raise. But we know that through the scriptures and the power of his resurrection, that he rose from the dead and appeared with many witnesses. Now, if you would like to know the way that the Catholic Church was set up, and it did indeed have the blessings of Yahweh. Remember, the Bible says that Yahweh himself will send a strong delusion. And for you to escape this strong delusion, before you get caught up and drunken and carried away, you see, there is a move on to reconcile the differences of religion. And the final gathering place, if I have prophesied to you, will be in Jerusalem, where three major body religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, will meet to hold hands in peace. But remember what I said, when they say peace, peace, then cometh a sudden destruction. Watch out for these prophetic prophecies in the few days to come. They are going to be significant and very important. If you follow the instructions of the prophets of Yahweh, you will perhaps escape the wrath of the fornication of these committed sins, these spiritual sexual sins. And remember, the Bible said, whosoever commits fornication, whether he cast them into a bed, adultery, that's mixing of the spiritual blood of righteousness with evil. See, Satan has been good at mixing the blood of flesh men, that the genetic maze of confusion of the DNA would become an almost impossible task for God himself, as he was to separate the wheat from the tares. And ladies and gentlemen, it is an enormous task and responsibility. But remember what the Bible says. Yahweh knows them that are his. Oh, hallelujah. Yahweh knows them that are his. I hope and trust that my message has come to your heart and has knocked on your door, and that you would freely open and you would find room in your heart to receive this message. I believe that this message could possibly be the introduction to the escape door or the escape hatch to come out of her, my people. So he carried me in away in the wilderness, but in the spirit. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. Ladies and gentlemen, you are seeing the gathering of scarlet. She's a beast full of the abominations and the spiritual adultery that she's committed with the kings of the earth and the inhabitants who have been made drunk with the wine of her seem right intoxication. Oh, she pours the cup that seems right, and many drink from that golden cup that the Bible said was full of abominations and filth. Oh, it seems so clean and pure and holy and innocent as they gather in mass to go through their rituals. They have thought to change times. They have invented a calendar called the Gregorian. They have many people out of touch with time reality. And many people are ignorantly worshiping the Sabbath for the first day of the week. Many people have been deceived and led to the bed of adultery and fornication. Do not, and I repeat, do not go in. Do not drink of her cup. Flee from her. Come out of her, my people. And then the spirit, the wine of the grape of the love and the joy and the fruit of gladness will dance in your heart. Yes, you'll be alone. Yes, you will become an enemy too. Those who used to be your friends, the things you once loved, you will now hate, and the things that you once hated and questioned, you will now become a part of and love. And if you stand true and faithful and keep the faith and don't deny the name of the true house of Israel and the God that they worshiped, since the wilderness in Egypt, as they came into the light country and exposed the hidden darkness of the agenda of the Illuminati, the satanic light worshipers of Satan, who have transformed themselves into ministers of light, putting on the robes of scarlet and drinking the blood of the innocent. My message tonight, ladies and gentlemen, part two of the gathering of the scarlet on seven hills. If you would like to have this message sent to you, part two, remember part one and part two, would be sent to you. This is perhaps the last message I'll do in this series. It'll be a two-part series. And if you'd like to have part one and part two to know how to escape the clutches of the beautiful whore that is dressed in scarlet, that is so intoxicating and enticing that even some of the very elect will be deceived. Verse 8, and I'll close. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. And I've told you the history. And shall go into perdition. Remember, I just told you the final prophecy is a predictable prophecy of perdition. And those that have joined her and drunk out of her cup will go with her. And those that dwell on earth shall wonder whose names were not written. I want you to repeat that. And those whose names were not written shall wonder as they behold the beast. Remember, the eyes have been upon her all week long and will stay on her all week to come. She will use this time to enlarge her garments of adultery. She has sprinkled her bed with spices, and she has dressed herself in scarlet and put upon her a face of beauty. John marveled at her beauty and was rebuked for doing so. Tonight, I spiritually rebuke you for admiring and for fellowship and then being drunken and taken in with the events of this week. Come out of her, my people, and join the few that will stand upon the foundation of rock. And in Matthew 16:18, you will have the ability to know who the true head of the church of Israel is. It is not the church of Rome that sits on seven hills. It is the inward kingdom people that are hidden from the world and that are speaking out as I am tonight to you from the bottom of my heart for you to flee the whore dressed in scarlet that sits upon seven hills. You say, oh, I'm not a part of her. If you are a part of anything that supports her in any false cause, or if you recognize and adore the name that she presented to the people in 325 A.D., then you have become a victim of not only a whorish doctrine, but a name that cannot be proven 500 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to write me tonight, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Or if you would like to call me tonight, I'm live. This is the 10th day of the month of April in the year 205. And so if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'm eager and anxious to hear from you. I would appreciate it if you'd write me and tuck in a little love offering for the support of our ministry around the world. As we labor, we don't have the riches or the backing of a 501(c)(3) organization. We're not 501(c). We never have been and never will be. We minister entirely as a representative of Yahweh Yeshua upon the earth. And by representing Yahweh Yeshua upon the earth, we have fellowship with those that have a inward temple and know that those who sleep behind the walls of brick and mortar and have a way that seems right and it looks good, to the human eye. But remember, beauty is only skin deep, and when you pull back the skin and expose the very intention of a false in heart, which is the word is a discerner of the above, then you can see clearly to walk in to the truth and find rest for your soul. Now, we're going to be in the celebration of Passover in May the 20th, the night of May the 20th in Andrews, North Carolina. We will be in fellowship of the beginning of our festival of Passover. We would love to have you join us. You're welcome to attend if you're an Israelite and your heart is in the right place, then we would love to fellowship for 7 days. We're going to be in fellowship and celebration of the second Passover. Now, the reason that we keep the second Passover is very obvious of why that we should do that. We keep the second one because of the first Passover. Temple was destroyed and we were scattered in 721 B.C. And then after the death of the Messiah, 7 years exactly, the Father gave them time to repent or perish. And those that failed to repent perished. And the temple that was built and adorned was torn down, never to be rebuilt again. And Israel was scattered, never to be regathered back there, as the false whore is teaching. The whore and her doctrine is adultery, abomination, and that is the filth of their teaching. So then, gather with us in the hills of New Jerusalem in Andrews, North Carolina, on the 20th day of May, the beautiful flowers, where we will fellowship 7 days, celebration of teaching, fellowship, worshiping on the old-fashioned outdoor altar that is designed by the Holy Book, forgotten and cast to the ground and forsaken by those who have been deceived by gathering in a temple of brick and mortar, thinking that they are in a temple of God. But God does not, and I repeat, God does not dwell in temples made by hands. Ladies and gentlemen, call me, area code 423-626-2172, or you can call me, or you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to support our broadcast tonight, then simply call through business hours, toll free. We will take MasterCard. If you would like to give us a credit card number, we can take these either at Dr. Gary's, 1-877-289-7439, or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. Come and see us at the Passover, May the 20th, and we'll be looking for you in celebration. And if you can't attend, be in prayer. Call us tonight, area code 423-626-2172.
Shalom again. Lo shalom. Lo shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise man will bow down before the throne. And at his feet will catch the golden crown. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous.